Welcome to The Flash Politics, where we dissect the maze of current political landscapes, key events, and the figures shaping them. Today, we're diving into the ongoing legal battle involving former President Donald Trump in New York, the 2024 presidential election landscape, and a comparison of infrastructure development efforts between the Trump and Biden administrations. It's a packed episode, so let's get started. First up, we're addressing the high-stakes drama unfolding in New York State. Lester, can you break down the latest?
Absolutely, Wendy. Former President Donald Trump finds himself at the heart of an intensified legal battle, accused of violating a gag order. This stems from a case involving alleged hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. Judge Juan Merchan is currently considering whether Trump's social media jabs at potential witnesses contravene his directive against such actions.
That's quite a directive. What's the broader implication of this situation?
This case underscores the tension between legal boundaries and freedom of speech. Trump's team argues his comments are protected democratic expressions. Furthermore, this trial is drawing public and political figure attention alike. Notably, David Pecker's testimony and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich's controversial comparison of Trump's situation to civil rights struggles have escalated this case's profile.
A complex web of legal, political, and social issues, indeed. Moving on, the 2024 election landscape is shaping up with pivotal developments. Eugene?
As we edge closer to the 2024 United States presidential election, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are gearing up for what appears to be a highly charged rematch. Biden is making abortion rights a cornerstone of his campaign, particularly with a significant speech planned in Tampa, Florida.
That's a strategic focus, given Florida's critical position in the election cycle. What else is on the horizon?
The political landscape is further complicated by Biden's controversial remarks about Papua New Guinea and Trump's legal troubles in New York. Both candidates have secured their party nominations, with key issues like abortion rights, climate change, and foreign policy expected to dominate. Moreover, the potential impact of constitutional amendments on abortion rights in several states could also sway the election's trajectory.
It's definitely going to be an election to watch closely. But let's not overlook the importance of infrastructure in political narratives. Rachel? Wendy, infrastructure development offers a stark contrast between the Trump and Biden administrations. While Trump pledged sweeping changes that largely failed to materialize, Biden has made significant strides with bipartisan support, especially highlighted in Arizona, a key battleground state. It sounds like the delivery of physical infrastructure under Biden is making waves. Can you expand on this, Rachel?
Certainly, Wendy. Biden's bipartisan infrastructure plan is a testament to his commitment to bridging divides and fulfilling promises. This is particularly evident in Arizona, where Trump narrowly lost in the previous election. The successful passage of this bipartisan deal underscores a key difference in approach and outcomes between the two administrations, impacting voter perceptions and possibly the outcome of future elections.
Thank you, Rachel. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Politics, let's reflect on the crucial role legal, electoral, and policy developments play in shaping our political discourse and decisions. It's clear that the outcome of ongoing legal battles, the strategies adopted in the run-up to the 2024 election, and the impact of infrastructure development are pivotal. As always, we're dedicated to bringing you knowledge and entertainment on demand. That wraps up today's exploration of the political landscape. Stay tuned for future episodes where we'll continue to provide comprehensive insights into the ever-evolving world of politics. Thank you for joining us on The Flash Politics.